Well, howdy guys. Now I don't make too many videos anymore because I get tired of talking about it. But I had an experience today that proves wokeness, female ideology, has infiltrated everything and ruined it. Even the transportation system. So as it's quite a sunny day today, which is unusual, I thought I'd walk down to the local sort of stores and then catch a bus back. Because walking down is okay, but walking up a hill all the way is a bit of a drag. So when I caught the bus back, the driver said hello to me. In fact, this driver said hello to everybody that got on. And even goodbye to the passengers that got off. And you can tell that's a new driver. Because they stopped doing that after a while. And bus drivers never really last too long. But this driver was a female. Not your normal type female, if you know what I mean. She didn't actually look female, she looked butch. You know, kind of overweight, short hair. It's pretty obvious she was probably a lesbian. Anyway, got halfway through my journey and we stopped at a bus stop. But then the engine shut off and the driver got out of the cab. She seemed to be all excited about something or other. It looks to me I was the only one left on the bus at the back. And she looked at me and said, "Are you any good with bees?" Obviously a bee's got in her cab and she couldn't get it out. So I walked up there to have a look. And the bee wasn't actually flying around, it was actually caught in the corner of a sort of window. And I just said to her, "Well, you could squash it." And she said, "No, no, they're our future." Well, she didn't actually want me to go into the cab, so I guess I couldn't really help, could I? Anyway, after a while, she finally got hold of something and she actually squashed it. And then went outside and put it in a bin in the street, saying quite loudly, "I didn't want to have to do that. I really didn't want to have to do that." It's the same sort of thing if you want to have something to eat, but you don't want to kill anything. Then basically, you'll probably starve. But let me tell you, even those type of people, when they get hungry enough, they'll eat anything. Anyway, she also walked along the street and then went up and closed a metal gate. And then walked back to tell me that she didn't just close somebody's gate. She actually lives in a flat there with her partner. Obviously another lesbian. And her partner hates somebody leaving the gate open. I'm just a passenger on a bus going somewhere. Do I need to know all this? Do I need all this drama? And, of course, the bus has been sitting there all this time and hasn't gone anywhere. And we know buses work on timetable. But that doesn't seem to be important to this female. It's about her feelings, emotions. And you can bet she's going to tell everybody and everything about her experience today. Anyway, so I got off the bus eventually and said to her, I hope her day goes smoother. But would this really happen with a male driver, say a masculine male driver? Would he involve the passengers in his drama? Or would he have just dealt with the situation and got on? And that, of course, is one of the reasons why everything costs so much and everything's so broken. Of course, she also told me she has a fear of spiders as well. You see, she's playing a man, but still has the female weaknesses. Now, we've all had experiences with bees and spiders, haven't we? When I was a younger man, I was in Canada with my V8 GMC truck. I was doing something or other. And it was the summertime, and in those days I used to drink Coca-Cola. You know, when it had bite to it. And I'd put the can of Coke on the back of my bumper on my truck. It was there for a few minutes, so I picked it up and took a gulp. But there was a bee had got in there. And I almost swallowed the bee, but it stung my tongue. So I spat it all out. Could have been dangerous though, because my tongue started to swell up quite a lot, and very painful. And I had heard of people swallowing a bee and they'd stung their throat, and their throat swelled up so much they suffocated. Luckily, that didn't happen to me. But it was sure damn painful, I can tell you. Almost as painful as getting your dick caught in a zipper, a metal one. Anyway, that's my story for today. As usual, I'd like to know what you guys think out there of the situation I was in and how you would have dealt with it. I felt quite proud of myself that I was quite polite and didn't just say to this femon, well, sort of femon, just T deal with it for Christ's sake. Of course, if I was kind of vindictive person, like a female is, I'd report it to the bus company. But to be honest, I don't think this female bus driver will be lasting too long. They really never do. You take it easy, fellas.